she didn't check. I told her to check. I checked all the other ones. Hi there.
Hi. Is this Dallin?
Yeah, and I just got over to my dad's house. I was just about to talk to him.
Good.
Give me one second. I'll grab his card.
Sure. No problem.
Is he awake? Hey, Dad? Hey, can I see your card to make sure Local Splash has the numbers right? Okay. Yeah, oh, no, not the number, but your card, because they're having a billing issue. I think the guy took the number wrong when we gave it to him.
Okay. All right, I have his card if we want
to. Okay,
yeah, I got
perfect.
In the fridge.
So it's still the same billing address, right, on Bell Vista Drive?
Yeah.
Correct? 305?
Yes, sir. Yep.
South Bell Vista Drive, lot 374, Mesa 85204. Okay, and
yep.
Then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4147-1817-9252-8865.
8865. And expiration?
0129.
And the code?
776.
776. Okay. So let me get your authorization and you should be good to go. Okay.
Good.
So now it works. So you're right. I think whoever typed it in last time, it must have just been there was a digit off or something and that's why it didn't go through. But the good news is we got the green light now. So you're all good to go. And thank you for updating that. And also, have a really great rest of your week.
Well,
I
have a few questions, if I could,
sure.
If you don't mind.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, go ahead.
So when that disactivated, it took down parts of the website where I couldn't click on it anymore. Is that going to fix?
Yes. So that just happens, and the orange banner also at the top, if you see, you know, the information here is no longer being updated and then some of the tabs don't work, that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So now that it did go through, that will all be reactivated within one business day. But the good news is, you know, we're in California, so it's only 10:30 in the morning, so I'm pretty sure it'll be, you know, fully functional today.
Okay, and then before all this happened, they were going to make changes, and they put the pictures in the wrong part of the website. I don't know if I should wait till it's back up to make sure it's still like that, or they put all our dry out like construction photos with our carpet cleaning, and we gave them photos for carpet cleaning, and they put those in the wrong area too.
I'm going to send them a message just so they can kind of triple check it. So I'm going to put, please check photos. Client saw that the carpet cleaning photos were under what?
It was under our dry out section.
Under dry out, okay. We're under dry out, okay. And then
dry
what
out
else?
Photos. Our dry out photos.
Oh,
were
so they were reversed.
Carpet cleaning.
Oh.
They just put them in the wrong area.
Okay, and dry out photos. We're in carpet cleaning tab. That way that department can look over and just triple check it. So if you go on, you know, by the end of the day and you see that all the tabs are functional and that the, you know, the pictures aren't arranged in the right order yet, then you don't have to call in because you'll know that they're already working on it because I'm sending the message to them now. So,
okay. And then there was one more thing too after that.
Let me just finish this note, and then in the carpet cleaning tab, please rearrange photos to go in right sections, or in the correct section.
Yeah, I thought it would be obvious carpet cleaning, but somehow the
construction was yet in there. Yeah, it could be that the way they had them, maybe they thought that they were putting it in, you know, maybe it was just like an oversight on someone. You know, I'm pretty sure that that's a simple fix. So, okay.
Yeah.
So that message was set. And then what was the second thing your dad wanted to look into?
So I know I can pull up the dashboard. It should be working now. And then I can look at the Facebook ad. But we requested some photo changes. And I don't know if they fixed that yet.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe you could see it, or I could look at it real quick and put you on speaker.
All I typically do is collect the failed payments, so I wouldn't know if they did, you know, update photos for your Facebook ads, but I can send a message to that department and have them call you back if you like.
Yeah, that'd be great. Then I can have
time
to look at it.
I'll do that. Yeah, I'll tell them right now to call you back. So, you know, I'll tell them, you know, to get back to you as soon as possible because you happen to be with your dad right now. And then one thing I wanted to tell you, just because I was looking at your Google listing right before I called you, it's live and it's verified, but there are no reviews on it yet. So I want you to start working on getting some 5-star ratings on that because that will help you get some better results. So I'm going to also send you an email that will help you with that. And it's so simple. It'll just say something like, thank you for using Complete Total Restoration and Roofing. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review, right? And then when the clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And then once you start getting, you know, a 5-star here and there, that's going to help you get not only better results on Google, but also a higher conversion, you know, because now the potential clients will start creating that comfortable feeling to work with you, you know, even prior to calling you. Okay.
Yeah. And then there, the other thing too, was we were going to put those same photos that they were supposed to put in the right areas on the website on our Google. I don't know if you could pull that up, but did they get photos on our Google page?
Let me look at the Google page again. The Google listing, is linked in that email that I just sent you regarding the reviews. So the first picture I see on there is it looks like it's your vehicle with the carpet cleaning hoses out, and it looks like you might be at a mobile home park or something, and there's like some red rock in front. The second picture is the picture of the inside of the truck with the equipment, some upholstery. Looks like you cleaned the upholstery. And then the summer special with the 20% off, though that might have been an old picture because it's a summer special. So look at the photos on
those are older photos that they used on our website. We asked them to take off, so they put them on our Google.
All of them are older?
Yeah. I mean, we could probably get away with using them for now, but we were hoping the new photos we sent in for the website, I asked them if they could put it on there, and they said they could, but...
Yep, I can request that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they can. I don't think they can control which one Google will use as like the cover photo, which is the first one that'll show up, but they can. So I'll tell them to, you know, kind of relook at the photos on the Google listing. But I'm in your dashboard, and the photos that it looks like you sent us, the fresh ones, some of those are on the Google page, so that's good. So I think it's a mix right now of some of the fresh ones and some of the old ones. But I'll have them, you know, kind of go in and, you know, revamp it for you a little bit, okay?
Okay. And then there's just something I was wondering. They're supposed to, when they send my dad an email, send me one, and they keep trying to put my email in there to do it, but they still haven't figured that out. Do you think you could help me figure that out too?
Our system just sends to one. There's not a way to automate it. There is a way to manually, like for instance, I just sent you that review email and it went to Brian at ctrroofingaz.com. Okay. So, ctrroofingaz.com.
Yep.
So let's say that, you said, oh, I'm at, you know, Dallin at CT. I can manually send it, but it won't automate it. So the question would be, moving forward, since you're the one that handles this, do you think maybe we should put your email on here as the primary?
Oh, for now.
And then just CC your dad, like if it's Okay, just keep it under his?
Yeah, we'll just keep it, but could you send me the one that you just sent my dad so I have it for at DallinBradley@outlook.com?
Of course, so let me do that. Dallin Bradley. It's D-A-L-L-I-N?
Yep.
At outlook.com. Okay.
With Bradley in there, Dallin Bradley.
Yeah, so just Dallin Bradley all together, right? There's no space or dot or anything in between it, right? Okay, that's what I thought. So let me resend it, and I'll just make sure that I don't get an error message. If it says sent, then I know that it went through. So one second here. Learn how to get more reviews. That's the title of it. And then... Okay, so that one was sent, and let me see if it says it's in processing, so it'll be a second before it'll tell me if it went through, but you should see it coming through any second now. And then what I'm going to do is just go back and put your dad's email back in. So I took his email out just for a moment to put yours in so I could resend it. And now I'm going to go back in and put his back in so that moving forward it goes back to the correspondence going to him.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that's good if he has it too, because that way you can both work on it. And when I send it out, it'll also trigger a text. So in the event that you have somebody's, you know, a past client's phone number, but you don't have their email, you can also send this link to them via text message.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, so you're all good to go for now. So stand by. I'll have that Facebook department reach out to you. And then the web developers and the verification department will work on updating the photos. So hopefully by tomorrow at this time, everything looks the way that you want it to. But if it doesn't, just feel free to call us and we can make some more revisions for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Of course. No problem. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you.